West Michigan Republican Senator Jeff Hansen spent over a year trying to craft a bipartisan aid package, which ended up being upended by the House of Representatives. And it was that Republican plan which cleared the Senate. Senator Jeff Hansen is with us now. Senator, what do you want to say about the package that passed last night?
Well, I think that the package that passed is a start. I think that, first of all, the people in Detroit will take what has been given to them, and they will make it work because they're resilient. They're great people. I spent a lot of time down there, and the folks really want to have a better education system for their kids. So I see that this is a step. Just had a little disappointment with some of the things that were in there.
Yeah, let's get into that. What were you most disappointed about?
Well, some of the punitive part, it concerned me a little bit. I really felt that when I started this procedure, you know, trying to get this package together, it was going to be all about trying to fix the emergency problem. The other policy issues that people wanted to deal with, you know, we could deal with that separately and have the discussion and not to have things put into this bill to have that, because there's no real policy discussion on those.
You worked, as you say, 15 months. You went back and forth to Detroit. You worked so hard to craft that bipartisan plan, including that Detroit Education Commission that was opposed by the charter school lobby. Is it wrong to say, despite all of that, the House pretty much got its way last night?
It's a challenge because it was the House version. They took the bill that I had put together and the framework that we had put together and crafted their own legislation and sent it over. So it wasn't exactly what I put together.
And my understanding is that as you spoke last night, you came to tears.
Well, it's an emotional thing because, you know, we have worked hard. My chief of staff, Peter Wills, and I have been, you know, we've been living this for over a year. And so it is very emotional because you get to the end and it's not exactly as you envision it. And it gets a little bit disappointing. You know, that being said, I'm glad that we were able to get some funding to get some of the reforms and get some of the things started.
Now, we were a little unclear. We were trying to piece things together. Exactly how did you vote last night, Senator Hansen?
I voted against the main bill in the package because of some of the things that were in there. I had asked to be able to try and fix some of the issues, was not allowed, so I wasn't able to support it.
Now, what works in your mind as far as what was passed? And I'm particularly interested in whether you think the dollars and cents add up. Is it enough?
Well, it's going to have to be enough for now. I think if there's some things that are done, there's some other things that can be done to help free up some money that I think they're going to be looking at some other options. Hopefully it's enough, and they're going to be able to hit the ground running. And I mean, it's a clean start. It's pushing the reset button and starting all over. As long as everybody gets involved and is part of the solution, it'll work.
Senator, after that House package passed, I dug up a story that Senator Arlen Meekhoff, the majority leader, and here's his quote. He said, "I want the thought leaders and opinion leaders to buy into the solution. I want them to want it to work. That's very, very important to our caucus." Hearing that now, in retrospect, why didn't that happen? Why were Detroit lawmakers unable to have any fingerprints in this?
Well, that was part of the frustration with me is, you know, I worked very hard to make sure that we did have a bipartisan package. I worked with my Democratic colleagues for probably 6 months before we even put a bill in, you know, meeting and talking about what's in the bill, making sure that at the end of the day it's something that would work for the folks from Detroit. It was disheartening that we didn't end up with a bipartisan solution, as we could have, because it just ended up going, you know, politics gets in the way and it becomes partisan.
And you call this package a start. Is there a feeling in your mind that you could be back in the middle of another rescue plan for Detroit Public Schools in perhaps the not too distant future?
I don't think it's a rescue plan. I think it's more of a, and the plan wasn't just to do this and walk away from the beginning. There are other things. We have to continue to work with the folks in Detroit to see what they need, to see if we can help, to make sure that they do have an opportunity to be successful.
Senator Jeff Hansen, Republican senator from Hart. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Senator Hansen.
Absolutely. Thank you.